Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, all across the Civic Media Radio Network here in Wisconsin. Maggie's out today. I'm Matt Rothschild, guest hosting for her, along with my wonderful co-host, Angela Lang. And you can join the conversation anytime by phone or text. The number for both is 855-752-4842. Angela, I wanted you to weigh in on some dates in history that caught your attention.
Yeah, so there's two. One, again, we're cheating, but I hope the listeners give us grace because we're guest co-hosting. We're filling in, so we're not on tomorrow. So we get to talk about tomorrow. But tomorrow is the anniversary of the Voting Rights Act that helps be able to make voting fair and accessible for folks. And we've been a part of a coalition with the League of Women Voters, Souls to the Polls, NAACP, a host of wonderful organizations. And if folks have been watching those social media accounts, we've been trickling out various videos talking about why it's important to vote, why it's still important to talk about the Voting Rights Act, and that we are the VRA. Special shout out to former Attorney General Eric Holder, who recorded a video for us. Lovely, brilliant, phenomenal. I'm obsessed with her role in Scandal. Of Miss Olivia Pope, Kerry Washington also recorded a video for us talking about the Voting Rights Act. And we have so many more. We actually have County Executive Crowley. I have his proclamation in the trunk of my car.
Oh, that's neat.
And he has a video out as well. And so tomorrow we will be holding a press conference at Ezekiel Gillespie Park at around 9 a.m. to commemorate the anniversary too. So very excited about that. And then the last one to end on a bit of a silly-ish note is that 2 years ago today, we had our unofficial holiday in the Black community of the Montgomery Brawl. And so for those that don't know or were not on Twitter or social media at the time, there was basically on this this boat dock, a bit of a racially charged altercation. And next thing you know, there's a whole racially charged brawl. And the security guard threw up his cap, and that was kind of the signal that it is on. You had a young man jump and swim in the water. He was nicknamed Aquaman, or Aquamane is what we called him. And while it was silly and the memes and the skits and the TikToks were very hilarious, I wanted to talk about it to know that, like, there was something very satisfying about racists kind of getting their real life karma immediately, and understanding that there was a whole community of folks, whether it's like he threw up the bat signal with the hat, and then what that meant for other people to come in, defend him. And he was just a security guard just trying to do his job. And there was this kind of racially charged incident that happened. So on the block page, I demanded a couple weeks ago, our media team kind of put together a graphic and acknowledge it. But there was something very healing. And I think the Black community, especially Black Twitter, we make jokes out of everything. We laugh to keep from crying. While that was kind of funny on a social media aspect, it was something very satisfying about seeing community come together to defend the security guard.
And it was Montgomery, Alabama, with its sordid racist history too. So that was an overlay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell folks all the time, we were having this conversation in the office today, and I was like, that was the ancestors. You know, I've been, when you go to places like New Orleans or Montgomery that are in, you know, such rich history, there's a certain energy, not to be all like woo, but like there's a certain vibe. You feel that like historic energy there. And that's kind of how I felt when Montgomery happened too. I was like, that's the ancestors getting a little bit of payback.
There you go. You're listening to Angela Lang, my co-host, as usual, on the Civic Media Radio Network. By day, Angela Lang is the executive director of BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. You can join the conversation at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And we have David from San Francisco on the line. David, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how are you, Matt and Angela? When you were talking about radical notions, I'm surprised you didn't raise that most radical notion, taxation with representation. Texas legislature business is all about taxation with representation. And, of course, there again, Governor Abbott and Trump and Paxton, the attorney general of Texas, they're opposed to taxation with representation. And I was just going to remind everybody that apparently Trump's call to have this redistricting comes up because he claims that the census was flawed and that Texas didn't do it right because of the flawed census. And gosh darn it, who was the president in 2020?
Well, David from San Francisco, thanks for that
call. I think we all remember.
And, you know, Trump says he's entitled, or they're entitled to five more seats.
I saw that.
That was kind of a crazy talk about privilege. We're entitled to get five more seats by hook or by crook with gerrymandering. Yeah. And I've been opposed to gerrymandering, whether it's Republicans doing it or Democrats, for a long, long time. And what's going on in Texas is outrageous. I don't want the Democrats to mimic it either. Let me just put that out there. I know times are rough and people say, including Tom Hartman, who I have a great deal of respect for, but I'm not on board with, you know, if they're doing it, we're going to do it. We got to fight these folks a different way and not just throw our principles out the window.
Yeah. And it was interesting too. So, you know, folks are kind of following the situation. The Texas Democrats have fled the state. And the first thing that I said was like, oh, they're pulling a Wisconsin.
Right. We've seen this play before.
That's what we did. Yeah. And so it's very interesting. You know, I do think that there's talking about the theme that we always talk about, this level of resistance. Very curious to see how they continue this level of resistance with something like gerrymandering. Something to watch.
Yeah. Well, we're right back on the Maggie Dawn Show. Number to call, 855-752-4842. We have Representative Robin Vining coming back. She wants to flip the state Senate right here in Wisconsin. So you want to stay tuned for that.